Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.
All right, let's try this again. From 680 The Fan, from the Big Podcast with Shaq, and obviously from the Kennesaw Radio Network, he is Brandon Joseph. How you doing, Brandon?
What's up, brother? How are you, man?
I am doing pretty good. Apparently, I had to go ahead and get the technical glitch out of the way in the middle of the show, but thank you, Blog Talk, for that.
The wonders of technology, my friend.
Right? Hey, we all know the running joke here at Impact Media is if something doesn't happen every show, then we think a piano is waiting for us outside. So, you know, we'll go ahead and get that one out of the way. So we're a piano safe today.
Yep. You're safe walking home.
Right. Now it just makes me curious to how much since we came out of the break has been dead air and how much have actually been heard. But no, I guess since people may not have heard what I just said, I was just getting into a little bit about this game, the Kennesaw game over the weekend, the one of which you attended, where not only was number 3 Jacksonville State, I can't really say sent home, you guys were already at their home. I guess they were sent back to their dorms. Even though it was 17-7, in what I saw of this game, it's almost like they were scratching and clawing and just had no answer for Kennesaw. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, after a certain point, I think Jacksonville State looked up at the scoreboard at the end of the first quarter and saw it was 0-0 and was just befuddled because they're the number 3 ranked team in the land, and to have a team like Kennesaw State in the third year of existence coming into their house in which they've been so dominant there, to have that student section alive and one, Kennesaw State fans turned out. Credit to the fans that made the hour and a half journey through, a lot of them through Cedartown. It was about 5,000-6,000 Kennesaw State fans showing up to really create an atmosphere that was friendly for the Owls. I think when they looked up at the end of the first quarter and saw it was 0-0, I don't think Jacksonville State really expected that, and that took them out of the game. And then let alone, you know, coming into that third quarter when Kennesaw State was up and there was about 8 minutes left to go, Jacksonville State had a look on their sideline like, hey, if we don't get a stop here and get the ball back, there's no chance we win this game because Kennesaw State at that point has rallied off an almost 10-minute drive.
Yeah, absolutely, because obviously, like I said earlier in the show, myself and John here from Impact Media, we were at the Georgia State game, but we had a screen pulled up where we were trying to watch as much of this as we could, and we saw the same things. I said, you know what? I said something similar. I think it was a little later on in the game. I said, you know, if Jack State can't put something together here, this game might be over. And he says, the third quarter. I said, yeah, but watch how it's been playing.
Yeah, Kennesaw State did a great job, and you know, you wouldn't think that the number 3 ranked team in the land would, you know, try to respond in that way, but that's they had never seen anything like that. And credit to the coaching staff and the game plan they put together coming out early in the game and just setting a tone like, hey, you may have the higher number, the higher seed right next to your name, but we don't care. We're going to play our game, and we're not intimidated by this atmosphere, by being on the road, by the situation. And that's just been a testament to this whole team of not being intimidated by any moment. Going to Montana State in the snow against a powerhouse in FCS from one of the most powerful conferences in the FCS and responding in the way that they did, that's what Kennesaw State's all about. No moment's too big, and they always bring the fight.
Oh, yeah, Coach Bohannon always has these guys ready to go, and he always, like I said, Tim, so I don't know how much of my earlier part was actually on here or not. Yeah. The way he prepares these guys, it's the same way Coach Elliott does at Georgia State. They not only have bought in so early to what he wants them to do, every day is a new day. You enjoy today's victory or you learn from it, and by tomorrow it's a new day. The sun comes up. It's time to make yourself better. It's time to make yourself better the following day and to keep doing these things. And, you know, we're always told all the time that coaches say once you get to the playoffs, you throw all the records and you throw all the seedings out the window. It's win today, you keep going, lose today, go home.
Yeah, and that's just the Kennesaw State came out with a sense of urgency that Jacksonville State just couldn't match, and Kennesaw State buys into Coach Bohannon and everything that they teach. You know, you only celebrate a win for less than 24 hours when you move on, and then you go on Sunday, and then you start looking at film. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you win practice every day. Friday, you travel. Mm-hmm. Friday, you get prepared, and then Saturday you go out there and you just execute everything you went through in practice. And, you know, some people joke about how gimmicky the offense is, but at the core of what football is, Kennesaw State just puts up more points than the other team. It doesn't matter how they do it. They just keep on doing it.
Exactly, and they got everybody involved. All the people who have probably ever rushed the football for him this year was involved, whether it was Chandler, whether it was Shaquille, it was Jake, it was Mr. Holland, it was Rex Steiner, it was Trey Chivers, it was TJ Reed. Anybody who could be involved seemed to be involved. And then you look at this defense, and I'm going to first say no disrespect, but shout out to Mr. Johnson, shout out to Justin Marcus, shout out to Peyton Moore. but there was a particular sack, and at the way that the camera angle was, I did not see what the number was, but when the guy whose screen we were watching said, oh, did you just see that sack? Man, who was that guy? Without even looking up, I said, I'd be willing to bet that's Bryson Armstrong. And as soon as I said that, he stood up. We saw the big numbers on his chest, and I was like, that guy, I said, there's a guy on Georgia State just like him. These freshmen are just tearing people up this year.
How about Bryson Armstrong, the redshirt freshman from Kell High School? He grew up in the shadows of what, you know, the stadium, Fifth Third Bank Stadium is, just down the road, not too far away. Played with Taylor Hinkle, who has really been a key part of building this team from the beginning. And Bryson Armstrong, standout freshman. He was a Big South co-freshman of the year, I believe. And Bryson Armstrong, everybody will say the same thing about Bryson Armstrong, and it almost starts off as an insult, but it ends in a compliment. He's not the biggest. He's not the strongest. He's not the fastest, but he makes every play when they need him to make play. And defensively, that, you know, Coach Newberry did a great job defensively of coming up with a scheme of, hey, they have a great running back over there in Jacksonville State called Rock Thomas. This kid is legit, and he will probably end up playing on Sundays. Well, you can't stand in front of Rock Thomas and expect to tackle him. So what Kennesaw State did, and they practiced all week, was, hey, you don't have to make the one-on-one tackle, but go at his legs. Either take the legs out, or at the very least, at the very core, wrap up his legs and hold and slow him down and then let the pursuit get to it. And that was the key. Rock Thomas was very frustrated because his whole game plan has been running over people, running through people. But Kennesaw State got to him, wrapped up, and then let the hats pursue.
Yeah, even though Rock had a touchdown, and I do agree that he probably will play on Sundays very soon, they kept him not only under 100, he was under 75. He had 74 total yards, and that's just a testament to the types of things that Kennesaw has done this year. That's what a lot of people don't realize is it doesn't matter how many they score, because all they have to do is score one more than their opponent, and they're keeping their opponents under, like, it's like 14 or 15 points a game, I think is the average.
The key for Kennesaw State is, let's take away what you do best and see how you respond. And that's what they did against Jacksonville State. They took away Rock Thomas, and they forced them to try to throw the ball. That's how Kennesaw State got an interception in their 13th consecutive game. They led, you know, college football final on ESPN. That's what Kennesaw State does. They go in and saying, hey, what's your best asset? Let's take it away, and let's see how you respond from there. And as we've been able to see, not a lot of teams can respond to that.
No, they definitely can't, and I'm glad you brought it up and phrased it the way you did. There's another famous coach out there that likes to take away the thing you do the best and force you to do the thing you don't, and I think we all know who we're talking about there, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's a weird stretch of a comparison because they are two completely different individuals, but, yeah, that dude in New England seems to like to do that, and I guess on a college level, I would say that Coach Bohannon and his defensive coordinator do the same basic thing. They look at what the other team does, and they went, okay, we can't let him do that. And when they do that, they win. And if you throw out the first game of the year, all they've done is win, win, win this year.
And the first game of the year, they keep looking back and said, hey, we beat ourselves in that game. They had the weird 3.5-hour lightning delay. And, you know, I will – be a testament to this from now until, you know, I stop watching football or the day I leave God's green earth. You cannot be in that situation in Kennesaw State and expect to win the game. A game where you have to sit around in a visiting locker room where, one, they didn't have enough chairs for all the players and staff to sit in. Two, Kennesaw State didn't travel with enough tape, because who prepares for a 3.5-hour lightning delay where you have to retake every single player? And meanwhile, Stanford was sitting in their home locker room, very comfortable, air conditioning, space to stretch out, you know, that was their well-being, and credit to being home, you have that, but Kennesaw State was not going to win that game no matter what, and Kennesaw State looks at that game and says, hey, what could have been, because they still feel that they beat themselves. They had the chance to win that game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they absolutely did. At that, you know, we were following along here before we started covering them and everything, and I was just like, that, you know, they technically could have been undefeated there, but like you said, it's, you can't prepare for a 3.5-hour delay. I don't care if it's because there are clowns on the field or because Puffy's got loose, or if it actually is lightning or weather, something like that. So, you know, I think from here on out, you'll see more than enough tape and equipment on the bus anytime they go anywhere. But yeah, it's, and possibly more chairs. But you know, let's move on, because now they're going to face the Sam Houston Bearcats. Have you had a chance to check out what Sam Houston does?
Yeah, Jeremiah Briscoe, their quarterback. Sam Houston State's a team that likes to throw the ball. They average over 500 yards of offense every game, and most of that is because of passing. Only three games in which they scored 30 points or less. They're 2-1 in those games. And this is a, if I could say, a Big 12 type team playing at FCS, this is what they like to do. They beat South Dakota in a game that was just wild and crazy. I was able to watch that riding back from Jacksonville State, watch the end of that game. It was wild. It was hectic. And that's Sam Houston State. They like to put up big numbers, and Kennesaw State's going to have to go in there and try to take away what Sam Houston State does so well, and that's pass the ball. And if they can do that, they have a legit shot to win this game.
Hey, they have a good enough front seven, and you know, especially with Bryson and Jace White and some of those guys, that I think if they can get an early enough rush, maybe they can force him to start running around. But I just find it ironic that a team named after a famous Texan hero likes to really air things out. It's kind of funny that this game could even end in a shootout.
Yeah, and that's, Kennesaw State has won games like that. Kennesaw State can win a game when they have to put up 40 points. That's what I think is the key. Kennesaw State can win that game playing their brand of football, possessing the ball and trying to put up points. Sam Houston State cannot win this game unless they do what they do best, and that's air it out for over 500 yards. They allow 400 yards of offense from the other team defensively. Kennesaw State is going to have the ability to hang with them and put up points for Kennesaw State, and this is a ball-hawking defense. You know, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for turnover plank. What they're going to have to do mainly is, you know, don't get too antsy on defense. Don't try to jump route. If it's going to be a three-yard completion, give them that three-yard completion. What Sam Houston State does so well is they turn three-yard completions into 20-yard plays because their receivers are very skilled on the outside. They will pick up extra yards after the catch. For Kennesaw State, limit the three-yard catch to a three-yard gain, and then you get them off the field that way. Don't try to jump routes, and then before you think of, hey, I'm going to intercept this, and then the ball is 20 yards behind you. Don't allow that to happen, and you'll be good.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And since you brought it up, I wanted to mention again that the turnover plank has a lot of people, even at the Georgia State side, a lot of fans would say, you know, is that kind of gimmicky? Is that kind of, I was like, no, it's taken on a thing all to itself. It's not just some random gimmick. It's not like Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 or something like that, or even a Jeff Jarrett guitar. It's not pro wrestling. It's the turnover plank has become such its own entity that now Rich Eisen, every time he uses his version, which is the hot take plank, he gives a mention and a shout out to Kennesaw State as far as the plank and just the media coverage this thing's getting. I mean, where else have you heard about this plank?
It's everywhere. SB Nation, ESPN, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And what it boils down to the core is players want to get involved with it. I talked to Anthony Gore before the Monmouth game, and he said, you know what? I don't have any interceptions on the year. I want to be able to hold up the plank. What did he do against Monmouth in that Big South Championship game? Got an interception. Was able to hold up the plank. That gets guys wanting to be involved in. And whether, you know, it's turnover chain, turnover plank, or a garbage can on the sideline, whatever you can do to give the slightest motivation to these guys to make them have that much more of an edge, you do it. And if it just so happens to catch on nationally, internationally, so be it. And for these players, what it boils down to is, yes, it's silly, yes, it's funny, but it also motivates them, because when the guys love to hold up the plank to their home crowd, to their supporters, and have the crowd go wild at them of holding up the plank, and that's awesome because it makes guys want to give that extra effort. That interception by Jace White versus Jacksonville State was a work of art. That White leg, you know, college football final, it was an amazing catch. And, you know, you don't get a lot of those effort plays, and maybe you don't get that because you don't have the plank, but you got it, and maybe it's the plank, maybe it's the playoff, whatever it is, you don't want to mess with it. Rule number one, you don't mess with a streak. 13 games with an interception is an amazing streak.
Yeah, that's you know, Madden-like numbers or NCAA football-like numbers. But as we finish up here with Brandon Joseph from the Kennesaw Radio Network and obviously 680 The Fan as well. The game this Saturday, of course, is going to be an 8:30 start. That's Eastern. I guess it'll be 7:30 Central. They're going to be at Sam Houston State because Sam Houston obviously is the higher seed. Are you getting a chance to go out to this one as well?
No, I'll actually be calling some high school championship games, but I will be on the sideline wearing my state gear.
Yeah, I hear you. That's what we're looking at here, too. I was like, I will be unfortunately not able to go to this game as well, but I will probably be decked out in full regalia for sure. For anybody who does want to watch it, it is on ESPN3. That's on the Watch app. You can use your app as well. I tell people all the time how to listen to that. It's also on ESPN Radio 1230 and 106.3. And it's just going to be a good game, I think. I mean, I just, you know, this far in, as young as this team is, nobody, you know, it's basically nobody has film on Kennesaw yet, and nobody believes what they're doing until they show up and beat them.
It's so tough to try to prepare for Kennesaw when you only have 6 days in between games. And for Kennesaw State, that does play an advantage. And I give Coach Chestnut and Coach Newberry, the coordinators for Kennesaw State, tons of credit. And even Coach Bohannon, the head man in charge of, they always have some wrinkle, whether it be offensively or defensively, that they don't show, or they wait 4 or 5 weeks to show again. So it's not like readily available on tape because there's only so many plays a player on the field can have in their mind, so many looks that they can retain. For Kennesaw State, they can win this game by just doing what they've done all year, possessing the ball, you know, marching down the field, have a 10-minute drive or two. If you're eating up half the quarter with a drive, that really minimizes possession. Then for Sam Houston State, they like, you know, alternating possessions. They like 15 to 20 possessions a game to put up points because they don't defend well, and that's not a nature of not having athletes. They have a lot of athletes defensively, but they do allow points. They do allow yards. Actually, a better path to victory, I feel, against Sam Houston State than they did against Jacksonville State.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. It's like I said, it's going to be a fun game. Obviously, we're both busy on Saturday, so we will be following along as best we can, and then I'll probably rewatch this game 3 or 4 times just because I they're such a fun watch. They really are. And that's usually, you say somebody's a fun watch when they don't win a lot, but no, this team is so fun to get just caught up in the middle of everything they're doing, everything that the coaches and kids have come up with. And I mean, the fans have been fantastic, and by far they have one of the best bands I've heard in a long time. The cheerleaders are great. You know, we won't get into the political part of that, but when all four of those things, that's fans, that's cheerleaders, that's the band and the team are all together like that, that's when something really special happens.
Yeah, and it's just they all believe, and that's 100% to Coach Bohannon. These kids 100% believe in him, believe in what he's coaching, believe in, you know, just the mantra that he set up. Remember, his name was in the mouth of a lot of people regarding the Georgia Southern head coaching job. What did Coach Bohannon do? He shut it down. He made sure that everybody knew that he was happy to be Kennesaw State. He wants to be at Kennesaw State. Most importantly, he wants to win national championships, plural, at Kennesaw State. And when players can look at their coach and really believe what he's saying, that makes them play extra hard for him, because a lot of these players – went through that year of redshirt where all they did was practice with Coach Bohannon, and they were there for that, and the staff's in place, and a lot of those players are in place. They believe in, you know, you can say what you want about this only being a third-year program, but a lot of these guys, one, are not only just skilled, they had opportunities to play other places else. They bought in to what Kennesaw State was building, and a lot of the credit goes to the guys who are not on this team, the Trey Whites and other guys, who missed out by a year on this playoff run. They are just as much as part of this as the players on the field. And it's truly a culture being built at Kennesaw State University.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And he is Brandon Joseph from 680 The Fan from the KSU Owls Radio Network and many other things. Is there anything you want to plug before you get out of here?
Just make sure you listen to the game, 1230 The Fan 2, 106.3 FM. You can also get it on the TuneIn app, 1230TheFan2.com, pregame at 7:30, kickoff just after 8, I believe. It's going to be amazing. And also, Georgia High School Championships, you can listen to that on the 680, the Fan Family of Networks. And, you know, just it's always an honor to be on with you, Jeremy.
Oh, it's the honor is all mine in having you on. It's you know, especially with it, it's really funny that we actually met the first time Georgia State went to the Cure Bowl. Here they are going back to it, so it's kind of coming full circle. And obviously next week we'll dive a lot more into the Cure Bowl here on the game plan. But if you want to follow Brandon, he is at @BJosephRadio. He is a great follow, and you guys should all go do that now. But Brandon, it's been great having you on. I'm going to let you go on with the rest of your evening, and we will catch you later on down the road.
Thank you so much, and go Owls.
Absolutely, go Owls. That was Brandon Joseph, like I said, from 680 The Fan, and also the KSU Radio Network. He is fantastic. It is really funny that it's kind of coming full circle. That's why I like the Cure Bowl. I made a lot of good friends the first time I went down there. People that it's crazy that we were able to kind of bring it back circle, and we both cover Kennesaw and do all kinds of other things now. And that's the way life works in general. That's the way the media works in general. That's why I even tell little kids, one of the best things you can know in life is always be nice and always try to meet new people. You never know when you're going to see them again. And it's always great to reconnect. But, you know, just some great things we had on this show here. Hopefully the first part came out and it wasn't 30 minutes of dead air. If it was, I apologize. We'll talk more Georgia State next week. Supposed to have a special guest who knows a little bit about playing in a Cure Bowl and about being a Georgia State Panther. We will get into that a little more next week. But if you want to follow the show, you can follow it at Team Impact Media. You can follow me at the Impact 99. If you want to follow Brandon, it's at B Joseph Radio. Kennesaw football is at Kennesaw STFB and at Georgia State FB if you want to follow their football program as well. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers. Go Owls.
guys are warriors.